900 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And we are pleased to have with us Kitty Hamilton of Nesting Incorporated. A rather big presentation coming up here on Thursday.
Kitty, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Well, thanks for joining us here today, talking a little bit about just the facts. It sounds like a fair amount of information that you got ready to pass along in a relatively short period of time Thursday evening.
Yeah. It just kept coming up amongst us at Nesting, our leadership group, that we get asked questions and we really don't know as much as we should know. And so we thought, well, let's roll it in and open it up to the public and just have a short discussion about the funds that are out there in the world for senior older people's programs and what they are and what they're for, that kind of thing.
Okay. All right, and again, we are talking Thursday, March the 6th at the Emporia Senior Center, 6 p.m. until 7 p.m. First, Kitty, let's talk about Nesting Incorporated and your mission.
We just really wanted to coordinate and build and connect just resources for older people in Lyon County and the surrounding areas, and just especially build up the volunteer force, you know, and try to determine what some of the issues are and if we can resolve them ourselves.
Understood. Well, let's talk a little bit about kind of the flow of things here for Thursday night. And it sounds like you'll be starting with a pretty quick presentation from the Nesting board when it comes to reports.
Yeah, we just wanted to do it in some sort of an open format, just to be very transparent. But we elect our board officers every year. And so it's time to do that. And so we're just going to do that in the first 5 minutes. And update anyone who's there, you know, as to what our financials, what we've collected in donations so far. So.
And then you start going into kind of what seems like the next two presentations, or really, I guess you'd say one presentation, and then you got a Q&A session to close out the meeting.
Yes. Cindy Lane is coming in as a guest, and she's worked in aging programs her entire career. And so she's given this presentation to a lot of groups in the past, and she offered to put it together for us for Lyon County. And so it is just these programs such as the Senior Care Act, Older Americans Act, and then there's also local funding that makes a pie. It is not Medicare or Medicaid. And so people tend to drift off into Medicare or Medicaid, but we're not going to be able to cover that in the short time frame. So.
Still some very good information from Cindy, who's got a lot of experience, and will be passing along a lot of great information coming up again. Just the facts, Thursday night, 6 until 7, at the Emporia Senior Center, 603 East 12th. And then Brian Reese will be in-house, huh?
Yes, it was wonderful. He offered to do the questions. Just, you know, we'll have people put their question on a little note card and have him kind of sort those and be able to ask him in a very neutral way. We just want to keep it very informational. So it was wonderful that he offered to facilitate that section.
Indeed. Again, we're joined here by Kitty Hamilton of Nesting Incorporated with the Just the Facts meeting Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m. Kitty, for folks that haven't heard Nesting Incorporated's name out for a while, tell us exactly really what your role is when it comes to residents, specifically seniors, but also maybe caregivers and others here in the community and across the area.
Yes. We just thought there was a need for additional support to just people have a lot of questions and maybe they're not finding the resources that are available, or maybe we should be advocating for resources if we find out what the needs are. I'm a grant writer, and so I've been applying for grants all along. We have one, it's a competitive grant cycle. We were very excited about and waited several months, and it was to be announced at the very end of January, which we all know that there was a switch out there that happened, and all the federal grants were they're under review, and so it's not that we couldn't still receive it. It's just that we don't have a timeline. But it would be a program for volunteers, older volunteers. It's we partnered with the United Way of the Flint Hills to apply for that.
All right, Nesting Incorporated, Just the Facts. This is coming up Thursday night. Kitty, is this free?
Yes, it's free. You don't need a reservation. Just come in. There's some kind of wonderful snack. I'm not sure what it is. a couple of the volunteers got excited about it. It's something different. I know that. So they were very excited. Come in and sit down, and we'll do our board election in just a couple of minutes, and then Cindy will be ready to present. It's a PowerPoint, and there'll be a handout. And it'll just start the conversation, I think, as to how the program works across the nation. I don't think, you know, it's the same thing that, you know, you don't think about these things until you turn 65, yeah. I think. And then all of a sudden you need to educate yourself as to what's going on. And so that's kind of where we're at. So.
Understood. Sounds good. Well, Kitty, in case people would like more information about not only the meeting coming up here in the information session, but really the work of Nesting Incorporated, how do they get that?
Well, we have, you know, Old Folks at Home, which is a website if you're in, you know, if you're available to use websites and things. We can also talk or text on the phone line that we use, which is 620-487-5300. That's probably the easiest.
Well, Kenny, we appreciate your time this morning, and thanks for all the work you're doing.
Okay, well, we hope to be doing a lot more, so thanks for allowing us the time.
You betcha. Good to talk to you. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Kitty Hamilton with Nesting Incorporated. It's a program called Just the Facts, Thursday night, this Thursday, March the 6th, 6th until 7, at the Emporia Senior Center, 603 East 12th. Free program, Chuck.
Free program, and if you want to be part of our newsmaker segment, whether you want to have a free program or not that you want to have basically highlighted for our community, let us know. You can call us at 620-342-1400, or you can email KVUE at KVUE.com. We're full all week. We also have a couple of dates scheduled for next week as well, so work around those when you let us know. Tomorrow we'll be talking with Emporia Community Foundation Director Linda Kara-Schmidt. We're talking about the Match Day application window.
Here we go, KVOE Live at Local, 7:30, 56 degrees. Stay tuned, we'll check the weather and plenty of that to talk about next.
Farming comes with unique challenges, from financial pressures and unpredictable weather to long hours and